The second part of this evening's program concerns the weight of secrets. I believe secret keeping in relationships and to marriage is absolutely devastating, disabling, and emotionally debilitating, regardless of your reasons. Let me say this straight out. If you are in a relationship and it's a secret, something is wrong. Very wrong. There are all sorts of secrets, some good, some not so much. And there are a lot of reasons for keeping a secret. Some good, some not so much. I'm not talking about the kind of secrets parents keep when wanting to surprise their kids with something for their birthday. Nor am I talking about the kind of secret a husband and wife keep from the rest of the world. Those kind of intimate secrets are no one's business but their own. The Lord reserves the right to veil some of His purposes, and He has purposely hidden some of His reasons only to be found out after we are home to Jesus. Proverbs 25:2 says, "It is the glory of God to conceal things." What I'm talking about are the kind of secrets which are a violation of trust, traitorous, contemptuous secrets which destroy the covenant and loyalty of pledges of friendship and marriage vows, the sort which destroy our integrity, diminishing and dishonoring us if anyone found out. Secret sin will eat us up. And every secret of this nature becomes a burden, which eventually breaks the back of the secret holder. Those are the kinds of secrets which are often hidden with a storm, like storm clouds and rain conceal the mountains. The opposite of secret, or to conceal, is to reveal and make known. Over the years, I've been gathering a list of truths about secrets. I asked the Lord to reveal insight about them, and over time, He's done what I asked, except I had to live each one out in order to find the value. Friends, secrets consisting of irresponsible behavior and criminal actions have a way of not staying secret. They inspire lies and often beget more secrets. The more we hide, the more we have to hide what is hidden. They tend to rise to the surface eventually, whether we like it or not. Even among criminals with the most terrible past, only the most determined criminals keep their secrets all the way till they die. But it weighs on them. They break down physically, mentally, and emotionally when carrying the weight of darkness like that. You can literally see it in their face and eyes. We could easily conclude from that observation that secrets are very costly. I don't believe secrets get better with time. Nor are they easier to bear, and if nothing else, they tend to isolate us, sometimes to the point of instability, loneliness, burdensome sadness, and even for some, a failure to persist. If you're living with things hidden in your heart, whatever they might be, if you are alone, just you and your secrets, friend, you are not in good company. If you are suffering in isolation about something, reach out, get help. And if you think that you can just sit on your secret and it will somehow fade away and you can outrun the weight of your secret, you are wrong. Until you deal with it, it will never go away. When all your secrets weigh you down, you've got a choice. You can reveal them to someone trustworthy, and between the Lord and that person, begin to unravel your secret life. Or you can just bury the hatchet and keep digging in the same hole until no one can find you anymore, And maybe you can't even find yourself. Friends, do something about it. And I don't mean go and find someone who will listen to you and agree with you. You've got to get with someone who will be honest and hold you accountable also as you hold yourself accountable. Proverbs 28:13. Whoever conceals, keeps secret his transgressions, will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Those of us who harbor destructive secrets in our hearts must find some closure on these things. We are not designed by God to continually be non-disclosing about our dark deeds. We can't keep skipping over our wrongness in hopes it will go away. Our secrets will persist until we deal with them. They are like keeping a rotting, dead body hidden under the carpet in the living room. And every time we pass by, it calls to us saying, "Deal with me and be done with it." The longer we let it lay there, the more it begins to infuse itself into our foundations, persuading our fate, influencing our speech and thinking. Destructive secrets are contagious.